And I think we're joined now by Ken Stone of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, if I got that right. I think I did. To Stop the War, indeed, .ca. Are you there, Ken?
I am, Phil. How are you?
Good. Thanks for talking to us. You are going to have a meeting in Hamilton. The author, Michael Springate, the book is The Beautiful West and the Beloved of God, and you have just recently read this book. Now, you've been an anti-war activist. You've been very involved with the issues of recently of the attacks in Iraq by Canadian forces and, of course, America's leadership and all that, and Middle Eastern matters generally. What drew you to the book, and what did you find in it?
Well, actually, the author contacted our organization because he was coming to Hamilton, and he asked, he sent us a few copies and asked if we'd read them and if we liked it help him out with his book launch in Hamilton. And so I read the book. Actually, after the fourth chapter, I couldn't put it down. It's a really good read. And so we decided help him with the book launch on Saturday.
That's a Guernica Editions, by the way, has published this book, The Beautiful West and the Beloved of God. Well, what's going on in this book that held your attention? What is it that makes this book work?
Well, it's a story of three families in Montreal. There's a family of immigrants, Arab Muslim immigrants, and they run a little restaurant. There is a well-to-do Jewish couple who have a boutique in fashionable Westmount, and the husband is a lawyer. And then there's the female protagonist who is a student, and she's from a Hutterite background, but she seems to be an atheist at this point. And they have a
Hutterite atheist.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
And what happens is, in the interchange between the three families, all of a sudden the war on terror, which we know is really a war of terror, against the people of the global south, Bush's war on terror lands on them like a ton of bricks. And for the rest of the book, they're trying to negotiate their way through it.
Well, where in the Middle East are they engaged with? Is it Egypt?
That's right. The family of the Arab Muslim family is connected to Egypt, and the male protagonist in the book goes to Egypt to meet his uncle to set up a business deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what happens, actually. There's a big surprise, and there's the young man who is a Canadian citizen is illegally rendered, and of course CSIS plays a dirty role in providing questions and information to the Egyptians. This takes place in 2008, before the Egyptian revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And is complicit in the torture of the young man.
Well, of course, yes, and of course Canadians will remember. We've had that. It's interesting how that's disappeared into the fog of the past, but there was this thing of rendition where people were picked up and sent to various countries.
That's right.
Where everybody understood they would be talking to people who would do enhanced interrogations. That is tortured.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, now it's, the author is Michael Springate. By the way, he's going to be in Hamilton on November the 8th, that's Saturday, 3 o'clock, at 27 King William Street, and at the location is Homegrown Hamilton. That's a bookstore?
No, that's a pub restaurant, a licensed pub restaurant. It's a place where a lot of books are launched, but it's a cooperative, actually, and a lot of things happen in that place, and it's a very good place to have a book launch.
All of them legal and upright.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And a lot of them are progressive and anti-war.
Yeah. Now, you, of course, you are the treasurer of Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, .ca, and you have a petition. Tell us about that petition.
Well, I'm looking at it right now on my monitor, and
people go to this site, and they'll be able to find it. By the way, Hamilton Coalition Stop the War.ca.
Exactly, it's on the homepage, and it's the title of it is "Withdraw from the U.S.-led Coalition for War in Iraq and Syria," and it's addressed to Canadian members of Parliament. And it has a text which explains why we've got the petition up, and so far we have about 350 people who've signed it, which is good. But we would like people.
Well, the timing is important. The bombing. They say that the Canadian forces were on a mission today, or I guess yesterday, right? They began. They began to carry out attacks with the U.S.
Yes,
alongside U.S.
Completely without UN approval, of course.
Well, this is in, yes, in Iraq. Actually, that's been a question. I don't know that we can clarify it much for people, but as to who actually will be directing where these bombs are to fall. On this show, we were told that that actually is in the hands of the U.S., though the Iraqi government, since it would like to continue being the Iraqi government, says that it's their call. But I guess I don't know if that'll be something we'll have to continue to investigate. Mr. Springate, Michael Springate, is going to be there. Do you know what the burden of his remarks? Do you know what his message is to organizations such as yours?
Well, he is very glad that we are co-sponsoring the event, the book launch. And actually, two other organizations have come on side in the last couple of days. The Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights has endorsed it, and so have the McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these groups are interested in it for the same reasons we are, and that is because what the book talks about are the things that we deal with every day. These are things like Islamophobia. That's a big theme in the book. Another big theme in the book is security certificates. The fact that five Arab Muslim men in Montreal were picked up about 12 years ago, and totally together they put in about 60 years behind bars. Three of them, I think, have been finally released after many years, but their lives have been, ruined. Still two other guys who are still on these security certificates, which are a way for the federal government to arrest people who are not Canadian citizens. It's an immigration procedure, in other words, immigrants, and put them away behind bars without showing them the without ever
with no disclosure.
That's the point. Yeah, they can never see the evidence. They never see the person who's denounced them. Even their lawyers can't see the evidence, and so. It's a kangaroo court. It's a disgrace that Canada has such a practice, and they've ruined the lives of five families. And of course, now Harper would like to introduce this kind of substandard justice and to everybody in Canada.
Yes. Well, apparently that is yes. It's rather hard to make out what their final goals are. Of course, Michael Springate speaks to that. In the beautiful West and the beloved of God. We should mention, by the way, if our listeners want to know, he is in Toronto tonight at 7 p.m. at Another Story Books. 7 p.m. Another Story Books this evening, am I right?
Another Story Bookshop, 315 Roncesvalles Avenue at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yes, and at Bates Atoun.
At Bates Atoun on Thursday, November the 6th at 7 p.m.
Very good. And again, he's going to be in Hamilton on Saturday at 27 King William Street, Saturday, 3 p.m. At the homegrown Hamilton.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, and your site, people should go and sign a Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War.ca.
They should go there right now.
Thank you. Well, Ken, it's good talking to you.
My pleasure, Phil.
Okay. Bye-bye.